From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. President Obama is campaigning in three swing states this week. Today, Ohio. Tomorrow, Florida and Virginia. Ohio and Florida have long been in that swing state category. But for decades, Virginia was dependably Republican until Obama won the state in 2008. NPR's Scott Horsley met some of the foot soldiers in this new political battleground.
It's a blazing hot afternoon in Richmond, Virginia's Church Hill neighborhood, a racially mixed community of older homes, some freshly renovated, others in need of repair. Tyler Brown holds a clipboard in one hand as he wipes a sweaty palm on his shorts.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm here with the Obama campaign, and right here just making sure that people are registered to vote today.
Yeah, me and my husband, we're both registered.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Brown volunteered for the Obama campaign after moving to Richmond just a few months ago. He's a big fan of the president, he says, and knocking on doors for Mr. Obama seemed like a good way to get to know his neighborhood.
Most people around here seem generally supportive. A lot of people are already registered to vote. I'm here with the Obama campaign. Currently registered to vote?
Yeah, all three of us.
All righty. Well, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Y'all want some water or anything?
Brown gratefully accepts a plastic cup filled with ice water.
Turn down the last two glasses. Can't turn down a third.
4 years ago, Brown was living in North Carolina, where he learned the importance of corralling every possible vote. Mr. Obama won the Tar Heel state that year by fewer than 14,000 votes. That's less than one-half of 1%. Virginia's race in 2008 was less of a nail-biter, but just as much of an upset. Mr. Obama was the first Democrat to carry the state since Lyndon Johnson.
This is not your father's Virginia. This is a very different Virginia.
Demographer Rui Teixeira of the left-leaning Center for American Progress credits Mr. Obama's win to the changing face of Virginia, with more Latinos, more African Americans, and fewer blue-collar whites. The campaign is counting on a similar voter makeup in 2012, and not just in Virginia.
Virginia shows that you can take a state that had not voted Democratic forever, practically, and turn it into, at minimum, a very competitive purple state.
But the young and minority voters who turn Virginia purple don't automatically show up to vote. Many stayed home in 2009 and 10, and an older, whiter group of voters handed big gains to Republicans. Much of the Obama campaign operation is designed to prevent that from happening this year.
Fired up!
Fired up!
Ready to go?
Ready to
go! Let's do some butter!
All right.
At the Obama campaign office in Richmond, Mob Ibrahim is training about 40 volunteers to register voters. In addition to filling out the official state forms, the campaign keeps its own list with contact information for every person it signs up.
That's how we'll make sure that everyone has a ride to the polls. This is how we will follow up with people and make sure that they got their forms to us. We'll make sure that we have everyone that we've registered accountable for.
This kind of outreach is not glamorous. It's tedious, time-consuming, and sweaty on a hot summer day. It could also be decisive come November. With few undecided voters left to persuade this year, the race could hinge on turnout. Virginia Republicans are busy with their own efforts to find and mobilize voters.
Question number one is, do you approve or disapprove of how Barack Obama is handling his job as president?
Ryan Thomas is volunteering at a GOP phone bank in Northern Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C.
I care about the direction of where our country's headed, and I just want to get involved and put my money where my mouth is, so to say.
Voters in Florida and Ohio are used to this kind of attention, but Virginians are just discovering what it's like to be caught in a political tug of war. They better get used to it. It's only going to intensify in the 3 months before Election Day. Scott Horsley, NPR News.